Let's talk to Stephen Farnsworth, who, you know, is the professor of political science and the director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington, the author of the book Presidential Communication and Character. And Stephen, I figured you're the perfect person to have on the show to talk about this Michael Cohen plea deal. We knew that he had turned on the president and was cooperating with Robert Mueller. And yesterday, a lot of information was released that looks like it's going to cause minimally some PR trouble for President Trump and could even, you know, put him in some legal jeopardy. What's your assessment of what we know so far?
Well, there's no doubt about this. This is very bad news for the president. You're looking at a insider, and no one is more on the inside than the personal lawyer, and that person is willing to work with prosecutors really creates a lot of trouble for the president. It's not just what Cohen might be able to say, but it's also the documents that he might have available, the communications, emails, and other things that are out there. We're not sure yet exactly how deep this story is going to go, but at a minimum, this is a major political problem because it calls into question all of the denials that Donald Trump made as a candidate and as a president regarding the separation, that there was no collusion, that there is no witch hunt. This is a big political problem. It may soon spiral out into being a legal problem as well.
But, you know, let's be honest. The president is, by trade, his profession, the way he's earned his money over the years, he's a developer. No one's suggesting that pursuing projects around the world is illegal. And, you know, what obligation does he have to be completely transparent? Is it a situation where he might have lied in a federal investigation and that's where it becomes illegal, or just not been as transparent as everyone would expect in the media minimally, and that's where he winds up with just a PR problem?
Yeah, and this is why I make the distinction between a political problem and a legal one.
Legal
right
problem,
now,
right.
It's a political problem because remember, he doesn't just function as a businessman. That these conversations, according to Cohen at least, were going on as late as June of 2016. At that point, he's already the Republican nominee for president, and he has, I think, an obligation to tell the public the truth about these things. Remember, no one has a right to be president. If Donald Trump didn't want to be publicly oriented towards these things, that's significant, you know, in terms of the choices that he makes. But when he chooses to enter the public arena, when he's a Republican nominee, and he is trying to do business with a hostile foreign power, remember, this is completely different than the way other Republican and Democratic presidents have interacted with the Russians across decades, there is a potential legal problem here. But the political problem is clear right in front of us because this is an example of the president not being forthright with the American public about potential influences in his operation. He flat out denied that there were operations going on with the Russians. Now, nothing came of it. There was never any deal that was signed on the bottom line. But when you're running for president and you're telling people about your health, you're telling people about your personal background, your biography, this is a relevant question. Is a president or a presidential candidate, a likely president once they're the nominee, are they telling the truth?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to see whether Mueller comes down with actual, you know, failure to disclose or lying on federal forms or lying in a sworn situation. But yeah, it does pose a big problem, not just for Donald Trump, the president, but for every Republican who surrounds him. How do you think Republicans in the Congress and, you know, people even further down the ticket in the individual states will deal with the fallout from this? Do they defend their president, or do they just kind of keep their mouth shut, or do they run the other direction?
Well, I think the wise move for every Republican is to simply wait for further information. I think that Mueller has been very, very effective at drawing in people who were close to the president, business associates, legal experts, and others. So there is a significant threat to the fortunes of other Republicans if this continues to mount these troubles for the president. right now, again, as we've discussed, this is primarily in the realm of a political problem. What we don't know yet is whether it becomes a legal problem. And one of the things you don't want to do is go out on a limb if further developments mean that that limb is going to be sawed off. And so it seems to me that the wise move for Republicans is to simply say, we're interested in the investigation. We want to see what else develops. It's important to note that there haven't been any charges filed against the president. Something along those lines maximizes your leverage as a politician to move in different directions depending on what other shoes drop in the weeks and months ahead.
You know, other investigations like this have gone on beyond 2 years. Do we anticipate that this thing wraps up early 2019, or we just really have no idea?
Well, I don't think we have a clear sense of when this wraps up, in large part because we don't know the trajectory of the investigation. I think that, that Mueller has been very, very circumspect, and there's been very, very little leaking out of this office to give us a sense of how close we are to the end of the story. Is there going to be a charge filed against Donald Trump Jr. With respect to some of the things that he might have said? Roger Stone says that he's going to be charged. This is a top one of the top possible connections between Russia and the Trump campaign. Again, those things haven't happened yet. And so we don't really have a clear sense of whether we're in the seventh inning or the fifth inning of this process.
Well, either way, we will keep watching. Stephen Farnsworth, the director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington. Always appreciate you joining us on the program. Thanks.
Glad to do it. Have a good one.